What's going on, PGA DFS fans? Thank you for joining me on a short form video here sponsored by Yahoo. This one is your top five sleepers for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Now, I know we're a week after a major, things can feel a little bit slower, but 250,000 reasons to pay attention here this week, especially over on DraftKings, where it's only a $20 buy-in to give you that first place prize. Plus, Yahoo upping their game each and every week, giving us bigger PGA DFS contests over on that site. Also, the sponsor of this short form video, I'll tell you about a great, or should I say an awesome deal just here at the end of this video. Now, I am doing this from Old Key West Resort at Disney World. So if it looks a little different, that's why. But don't worry, Eric Lindquist and Ben Raza, well, they will be on the airwaves from their homes today. I'm doing this at about 10:30 on Tuesday. They'll be doing their show at 1 o'clock. And then I'll be back home for the Live Before Lock show with Ben Raza on Wednesday tomorrow. So check those out. Of course, available on playback if you aren't able to check it live. So let's go ahead and jump into my top five sleepers here this week. I've got some big and good names. Let's start off down at the bottom of the board with Aaron Rye. Coming in at just $7,100 this week and ownership of less than 5%. He's been on a good stretch, the PGA Tour rookie. Now, he didn't get into the PGA Championship last week, but I feel like it'll be one of the last ones until, of course, his career goes downhill that he won't play in, as I think he's a very solid player making a name for himself here first year on the PGA Tour. So let's see why he does that. He did come in 46th a couple of weeks ago at the Wells Fargo after a bad Sunday. Still, he's been around the leaderboard. He just can't put four rounds together, but at 3% ownership, definitely worth a look. Now, we look into strokes gain rank. 70th off the tee this year, 55th on the approach. Very good combination of ball striking. 104 around the green and 152 putting. He's a hot and cold putter, a streaky putter. So those are the guys that you like. Now, it's okay if they're ranked 150th and they can still gain a lot of strokes putting in a week because you're just looking for that hot putting week. Now, of course, that doesn't always happen. We saw Luke List go years without doing something like that. But when he does it, like we saw earlier this year at the Farmers Insurance where he won, that's what happens when you roster guys that are great at ball striking but bad at putting. Anyways, now onto our next guy. Speaking of bad putting and around the green work, Joel Damon. He has found some success here. A couple of top 20s in the last 5 years. A couple of missed cuts as well. Also missed the cut at the PGA Championship last week. It was on the bad side of the weather and did not overcome the elements as well as he should have. But his ball striking this year has been very impressive. Ranked 54th off the tee and 46th on the approach. In his worst category, which you all know if you saw my values video or my course and player preview video, that strokes gained around the green just does not matter here all that much. He's ranked 189th this year. So take that category out, put in some pretty good ball striking, put in okay putting at 105th, and you should see Joel Damon get back in the top 20 this week. For a guy that's priced at 7,200 and 2 to 3% owned, we love all of that. Now, on to our next guy, Matthew Neesmith, who just found himself into the U.S. Open with two really quality rounds, ended up being the medalist at his qualifying event. He's having a very good season. The Valspar Championship had a great start, a couple of more in there as well, and he really does it on the approach. So he's coming in at $7,200 and 2% owned, coming off of a 51st place finish a couple of weeks ago at the Wells Fargo. Course history here is a little varied. 49th 2 years ago, missed cut last year, but we look at his strokes gain ranks from this year. You can see why I like him. 77th off the tee and 23rd on the approach. That is very, very good. 129th around the green and 157 putting. And the putting is going to have to be hot this week. But the good he's hitting is irons. And at 7,200, less than 5% owned, I think he's a really quality target down there to mix up your lineups. All right, now we're going to talk about Christian Bezuidenhout, who a couple of weeks ago at the Wells Fargo had a chance to get inside the top five. Thought he was a great play last week at Southern Hills, but he wasn't. Wasn't very good at all. The Jordan Spieth event there in McKinney, Texas, that K.H. Lee has won twice in a row. Anyways, that's where Bezuidenhout came 12th. But look at his strokes gain ranks, and this is why I liked him for last week. His putting is his worst statistical category this year, but in years past, that's been his best. So I felt like ball striking 63rd and 82nd, very good around the green. We knew he'd miss a lot, but he just couldn't get anything else going. He's ranked 119th this year in strokes gained putting, by the way. So I'm going to erase the missed cut that we saw there. I'm going to say, you know what? We've got better form in Texas. Of course, right over there, TPC Craig Ranch, not too far away. And that he'll bounce back this week, and we're getting less than 6% ownership, at least projected right now. So again, I think he's very good to mix in. All right, last guy I want to talk about that finally, in my opinion, broke out of a slump last week. In fact, had a chance to win it on Sunday, was Abraham Ancer. Coming in at 9,300 this week, so $1,400 or $1,500 more than he was previously at the PGA Championship. But when you see that he's coming 14th in back-to-back years and coming off the ninth place finish, I think we like that a lot here this week. I think it's a good spot to get a guy. He's going to be the only golfer over $9,000 that is under 10% owned this week. I think it's a great spot to go to him. So let's take a look at his strokes gain ranks. 51st off the tee, 112 on the approach. It's been his problem. He's typically in the top 50 in that category on the PGA Tour. I expect him to end there coming into a good form. He's not been good around the green. 207th, that's one of the worst. Well, hopefully here, that should not matter as much. And it got better last week there at the PGA Championship. So hopefully he's figured something out. 69th putter, it's not bad. Or 69th strokes gain putting, that is not bad for Abraham Ancer. All right, that's going to do it for my top five sleepers. Of course, make sure you check out the top five values. Also, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel so that when these videos do come live, you're getting notified about it. Also, if you agree with some of these picks or even disagree, leave a few comments in the comments box below on that. I know that last couple of weeks, we've done pretty well. Last week, we maybe had a little bit of a varied week, but still, of these 10 picks, 8 made the cut, had a couple of top 10s. So let me know how you're cashing in. Or let me know how one of my picks ruined a 6 of 6 lineup. Trust me, it happens to me all the time, so I'm sure it happens to you guys as well. So, I want to thank Yahoo again. Now I'll tell you about the awesome deal that we have with them. If you have not signed up, made a deposit, or played in your first paid contest, now is the time to do so because you are going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum with your new signup and new deposit over on Yahoo here this week. That'll take you up through the U.S. Open. We've got NBA conference finals and finals mixed in that month and so much more. MLB just getting started, so you're going to get a great value there. So until next time, everybody, make sure you check out our live shows and, of course, my top five values and course and player preview right here on this channel. Also, check out our best bets through our Odds Shopper YouTube channel, the Charles Schwab Challenge here this week. So until next week, everybody, good luck, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.